Yeah, good to be back here. This place holds some pretty good memories for me and obviously a few of the other Euros that are here. But yeah, you know, it's another opportunity this week to try and climb a little bit higher going into Atlanta. I played a few holes out there today. The course is in great shape. A little different than the setup was at the Ryder Cup a few years ago. There's a lot more rough. Fairways are probably a little narrower. But overall, yeah, you know, it's good to be back, and you know, hopefully, you know, some of those good vibes that I have here can stay with me and I can produce some good golf. You know, they did offer one to me. So whether I take them up on it or not, I'm not sure. Hopefully I won't need it, but and we're staying a little closer to the course this time, so yeah.
Roy, does it seem like 7 years since the Ryder Cup?
It does. I mean, I've, you know, played in three Ryder Cups since then. Yeah, a lot's happened. Yeah, it sort of does. I mean, it does and it doesn't. I mean, I remember it very, you know, I remember it very well. But at the same time, you look back at all the things that, you know, I've experienced and done since then, and you know, a lot happens in 7 years.
Rory, this is actually sort of part of your origin story with Erica too. Does
yeah.
Make it any special for you guys to be back here?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, it's you know, when I pulled up. So Erica that week was always the one that was like checking us in and out. She was head of transportation, so she was always in the car park over there. And then I pulled into the car park today. It's actually not our first time back here. I actually did a first tee event here a couple of years ago with Luke Donald, and we came here. So that was sort of our first time back. But yeah, it's still, you know, it's cool to look around and think about that week and obviously everything that's happened since then. So it's it is pretty cool. Not really. No. I played so bad. I just wanted to get out of there. I mean, I was like very happy for him. I feel like I, you know, walked, you know, that whole scene coming down 18 was pretty cool. And I definitely took that in and I realized what it meant for golf and what it meant for the people. But I haven't watched it back. I've had no reason to. I didn't want to see myself sprinted into the trees all day. So, but obviously a great moment for golf and, you know, cool to be a part of, I guess. Nah, not really. I mean, there was a point where, you know, people were getting a little close and I saw all these security guys run over and they were all running to a guy in a red shirt and none of them were coming near me. So I sort of thought I'd get out of harm's way and just run ahead. But no, it was fine. Yes. I'm happy that it's three because I got to go to Switzerland straight after the Tour Championship and play the week after. So it is four in a row for me. It's probably a little more of a sprint than it was before. But at the same time, it's the same thing. I mean, it didn't happen last year, but you know, really, you really want to win the Tour Championship, and you know, if you win the Tour Championship, for the most part, you win the FedEx Cup, and obviously this year that's what's going to happen. But I guess it was sort of, you know, there was an instance where I won two of the playoff events and didn't win the FedEx Cup, and you know, I played, no, 12 sneds, and then I had maybe, I think I had two top fives, a top 10, and like a top 25 in 14, and Billy, you know, beat me there. So I don't know. It's a, you know, I sort of like this form with the position that I'm in. I like it better now that I, you know, there's only two more events instead of three. No, because I think they've made it about money. So there is a part of it that is about that. But there is a prestige part of it because you need to, you know, the year that I won the FedEx Cup was the, you know, was the worst ranking I went into the playoffs with. I was 36 going into the, and I won two. I won Boston and won the Tour Championship and won. I've been number one going into it twice and haven't won. You know, it's a, you have to appreciate it for what it is. You know, it at the end of the day, I think, you know, what they've tried to do with the Wyndham Rewards is try to reward consistency across the season. But then after the regular season is done, these three events, and you see Patrick jump from 50 whatever to two last week. So, you know, that's the nature of it. And that's, you know, that's what we, you know, we don't get to, you know, sort of decide what the, well, I guess we do a little bit on what tournaments we play and what the format is, but, you know, I'm just happy I have a place to play, and, you know, I try to go out and play my best.
Rory, would you rather be more consistent during the regular season, like you were with 13 top 10s and 2 wins, including a PGA Tour signature event, or get hot in the playoffs like you have, or like Patrick did this past week?
You know, this has been my most consistent year of my career by far. You know, 13 top 10s out of 17 PGA Tour events. You know, the two wins, you know, if I had a, you know, it's my best strokes gained numbers, you know, my best stats. I'm not outside the top 20 in any stat that I really look at. Strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach, strokes gained around the green, strokes gained putting. And that's been a part of why I've been so consistent, but I guess, you know, I think the narrative and the way golf has become, consistency maybe is not as valued as it maybe once was. I think that's sports in general, but I feel much better about my game this year than I have in previous years, where I've been a little more hit and miss. You know, like in 2012, I won five times, but I also missed like four or five cuts and had a real bad spell in there. But, you know, I haven't, this year it's just been week after week playing pretty solid golf and, you know, just sort of being patient, waiting for my time to, you know, to try to pick off the wins.
Is this a golf course that suits you,
I think so. I mean, it's long. It's a long golf course. There's a lot of dog legs that the longer guys can take advantage of and hit it over corners. So, you know, I think someone that plays the game the way I do, got a bit of an advantage around here. Yeah, I mean, like, I think the whole, you know, what you want to do is, you know, I want to be 10 under par standing on that first tee at Atlanta next week. You know, that's so I know that I want to get the number one and I need to win. It's, you know, it's hard enough to win golf tournaments when you're all starting at on a level playing field, but whenever it's staggered like that, it's a tough proposition if someone like Brooks Koepka or Patrick Reed or whoever is, you know, starting two or three shots ahead of you. Like, obviously that can, it's 72 holes, there's a lot of golf to play and things can happen, but, you know, I think it all evens out over the course of the week. And, you know, to spot guys of that caliber, you know, a few shots at the start of the week is pretty tough. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm just going to try to treat it as much as I can and not look at leaderboards just like another event. Going to start at even par for the week, try to shoot four good scores and see where that leaves me.
Would you like
next Sunday night to play a golf tournament, Doug? I do, yeah. With my deal with Omega, I have to play one of the Omega events a year, and I didn't play Dubai at the start of the year, so I'm playing Crown. And then I'm going to come home to Florida, and then I'll play BMW in the Dunhill, and then I'll take a couple weeks off. I'll play Japan and China, and then I'll play Dubai at the end of the year. So I still got quite a lot. We'll see. People can change their mind. You're ready. I see you're ready.
Would you like them to make it a tradition at East Lake to drop the ropes at 18? Maybe you have a chance to make a walk with a crowd behind you.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine with them standing behind the ropes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.